in the eyes of the American people. I mean, all presidents are about water at this point in their presidency, right after this. Trump's the only one. Trump was underwater with the American public from day one, and since then he's been sinking like a cinder block in an ocean. And to be fair, part of the reason I expected that that ballot number might go up and went down is because there were other natural, well-designed quality polls that came out right at the start of Trump's term that did show him in the It shows Trump doing okay. I mean, not great, but in that poll, he was above water. He was plus three. But now, well, again, 1 month in, that same poll was the act. Oh, it flipped. It's gone from plus three in his first week in office to minus four now. That is a quick turnaround for a poll that initially was on paper just a month ago. It looked okay for him, that was terrible for him. Why is that? Well, it's because Trump's been doing stuff. And what the data shows is that almost every single thing he has done is soundly and clearly, and in some cases, wildly unpopular with the American people. And just look at that Quinnipiac poll that shows Trump underwater right now. More Americans disapproving of him than approving of him, right? He was plus three right after he got sworn in, now he's minus four. You can see in the internals of that poll a little bit about what's driving that. Do you approve of Trump handling a foreign policy? No. Do you approve of Trump handling trade? No. Do you approve of Trump handling of the federal workforce? No. Do you approve of Trump handling of the Russia-Ukraine conflict? No. Do you approve of Trump handling of the Israel-Hamas conflict? No, 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 no. You approve of Trump handling of the economy? No. No, the American public does not approve of his handling of the economy. Stick a pin in that one because that one did just take right under Reagan Green. We will come back to that. But you take a look at the broad area of the economy.